The Buffalo River is a federally designated area of concern. This is not a badge of honor to carry. We were once one of the most polluted rivers in the country.
Buffalo Niagara Riverkeeper Executive Director Jill Jellica. The next phase of cleanup along the Buffalo River was announced at Canalside Monday.
But private investment is not spontaneous. It is strategically targeted to areas that demonstrate the greatest potential for return on investment.
Those joining this partnership include the EPA and state DEC. Western New York Congressman Brian Higgins says they must remain vigilant to restore the biological integrity of the waterway.
1968, this waterway, the Buffalo River, was declared biologically dead by the Environmental Protection Agency. It caught fire the next year because of all the toxicity in the water. EPA officials believe that in 5 years this waterway will be swimmable and the fish that are consumed there suitable for human consumption.
Corporate assistance is also being provided by Honeywell. Evan Van Hook is Vice President of Health, Safety, Environment, and Sustainability at Honeywell.
Honeywell is extremely happy to be part of this. Honeywell has been part of this community for well over 50 years. We still have a large workforce here, both right here in Buffalo and in Tonawanda. And these are some of our most highly skilled employees in the world. This is the cutting edge of our new product development right here in Buffalo.
In recent dredging, Buffalo Riverkeeper has already identified and started cleaning up over 100 different chemicals in the water. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.